What's up, guys? Welcome to the Discovering Discography podcast,
where we talk about your favorite artists, albums, and all things music. I'm your host, Brandon Pulliam.
And I'm your host, Brandon Point.
And without further ado, let's dive into today's topic.
All right, guys. So today we're doing something a little bit different. We're doing kind of a game. We're going to list like different artists from all different eras past kind of the 80s, 90s, and just say what our favorite album is by them. And some of our interests might be the same. Some of our interests might be different, but we'll kind of explain why we said each album.
Yeah.
So we have a list here. I'm going to start off. We're just going to say the artists, and then we're each going to go. So first artist is Michael Jackson.
I feel like this is like, I don't want to say like easy pick, but obviously Thriller.
I'm going to shake the table a little bit. My favorite album by Michael Jackson is Dangerous.
I knew you were going to say Dangerous.
Why did you know I was going to say Dangerous?
I don't know. Something was just telling me you were going to say Dangerous.
I just like, as much as Thriller is like a trend-setting album and like the blueprint for everything else to follow after, I think I like the production on Dangerous more. Like, that's I just like the New Jack Swing type sound.
That's fair.
I think his voice sounds really, really good with that.
I feel like I picked Thriller because every song in that album I feel like could be a single.
Absolutely. Like, and Thriller is like...
Yeah. And you can't really say that for many albums, but this album, ooh, I mean, The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney, the title track, Thriller, Billie Jean, like, so many iconic songs, and even, like, the deep cuts are iconic, too, like The Lady of My Life, or is it The Lady in My Life?
The Lady in My Life.
Yeah. Iconic, iconic. I love it.
Very iconic. Janet Jackson.
Ooh, my favorite would have to be The Velvet Rope.
Mine is Janet.
That would be a second pick for me. Well, why would you say Janet?
I think for the same reasons. Like, Dangerous and Janet came out around the same time. I just like the sound.
Okay.
Specifically, like, on If You Want This. And I think...
I love You Want This.
That is, like, one of my favorite Janet songs.
And it samples The Supremes, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's crazy. It samples Love Child by The Supremes.
Really?
Yeah, so I have to send it to play it for you.
And I also like the MC Light feature on that song too, which I don't think is, it's not in the studio version, but it's in the music video, which I watch all the time, ironically. But yeah, Janet, I feel like I just like more songs on it, more than like all the songs on Velvet Rope.
Okay.
There's just more songs that I enjoy. But the Velvet Rope is like my second pick.
Okay. I picked the Velvet Rope just because I feel like it's her most personal. Like, Janet is personal, but the Velvet Rope is personal. Like, there, it's more focused on not really making hits, but like making just great songs. So like the Free Zone, that's a good one. And I think that's the one that kind of dives into like sexual freedom, threesomes, that kind of stuff. Of course, Got Till It's Gone. Together Again, so iconic. And it gives me goosebumps. It's, the lyrics are kind of mellow, but it has a positive outlook on like death.
And the production is like upbeat. So
it's, yeah, it's like a house produced song. So I love it.
I love I Get Lonely.
I forgot that one. I don't know how I forgot it, but that I love that one.
Top five favorite Janet songs. Go Deep. It's good.
That one is cool.
My Need, I think it's called.
What About... That's a good one. That one's very rock influenced, and it talks just the. It's a very story driven song and kind of like an underdog story to an extent. But yeah, I feel like the lyrics were the highlight.
The next artist is Mariah Carey.
Okay, you go first because this is what I kind of have to think.
My favorite album of hers is Butterfly.
Okay.
And it's always been Butterfly, but I think, you know, Emotions is like creeping up there.
So she's an artist where best and favorite kind of
separate. And like she has so many different eras with different sounds.
Yeah.
Like that early 90s sound. And then we get into like the late 90s sound.
Yeah.
Then like Emancipation sound. And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I can't choose a favorite. But if I had to, it would be Butterfly.
So I think my favorite would be... Honestly, looking back at it, I think I would be very satisfied with this. But I'd say her debut is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, I liked every song on that album. It's very slept on, I feel like. She came out the gate swinging.
She did come out the gate swinging.
There's so many deep cuts on that song that like are so catchy. I sing almost on a daily.
And it's crazy to think she was like 18, 19 writing those songs. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, writing them at least. Yeah, she would be that. But if I were to say her best, I would probably say Butterfly, because it was kind of right after she got more control over her musical content.
Yeah, not only her musical content, but like her image. So she was able, even the visuals from that album are like, I think, some of the best ones, at least from that era of her career.
This album was really focused on like the freedom and liberation.
Yes, and the production. Mm-hmm. I don't know who produced the album, but like, that silky like R&B production is like my favorite on her voice.
That's fair.
I also like Emotions, because it's like, I feel like it's her first album, but perfected.
Okay.
Like she took same formula, but she just like perfected it, you know?
Yeah.
The next artist is Drake.
Drake. I think I could say like my favorite, I would argue, is his best, but Take Care.
I agree. I think Nothing was the same as like Creeping
That's
Up.
That's a
I
don't second know for me.
Yeah. Because I was like going back through, I went through his discography recently and I was like, I think I like more songs on Nothing Was the Same, but Take Care is the better album like overall.
I think Take Care, like, I feel like I said with The Velvet Rope and Janet, I feel like this is his most personal. Like the stories and the content that he was rapping and singing about, I really felt like whether this actually happened to him or not, like it felt like this stuff happened to him. And I respected that.
I think I wouldn't say that it's his most personal, because I feel like Drake includes a lot of his personal narrative in all his music.
I would say
it's his most vulnerable, like emotionally.
Maybe that's a better word for
because
it.
Because after that era of Drake, like he really hardened up and like kind of puts on an image now.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to be hard.
He's trying to be hood. Can't say that word, but he's trying to be that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when back then he was like, I guess, still trying to prove himself in the industry. So he opened up a lot more.
Yeah. I would say, and I feel like this album was, I mean, not necessarily the first to introduce it, but like this really kind of perfected the whole him mixing like an R&B singing with the rapping. Like,
I will say, I think while you say that introduced it, I think Nothing Was the Same perfected that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
In the way that like Emotions, I think, perfected that sound on Mariah Carey.
So. Yeah, I really like it. And deep cuts on this album are amazing too. Shot for me.
Next artist is Brandy.
So I'm kind of stuck between two.
Me too.
I want to hear which. Oh,
I'm stuck between mainly like The Debut and Full Moon.
I'm stuck between Full Moon and Never Say Never.
I thought you were going to say B7 for some reason.
I mean, that one was a good album. But
it was
like,
good.
It didn't, like, I enjoyed listening to it, but, like, nothing really stuck with me like that.
I agree. I think it was also tainted because B7 was the album everyone was awaiting for from Beyonce at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Full Moon was, like, a rebrand for her.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a new sound and everything. And it was just, like, done rightly. It was very successful.
I think it was more focused on the vocals this time around.
Yes.
And it kind of helped her see her in a more mature image. Like, the album just felt more mature.
Yeah, like, it took her from, like, teen idol to, like, pop star.
Yeah, because even the Never Say Never era was still kind of in that teen era. Because, I mean, when you think about it, like, when she released her debut in 1994, she was only like 15. So like,
crazy.
Once we got to like 1998, I mean, she's 19, but like, you know, she's with their contemporaries like Britney and Monica. Like, these people are teenagers as well, barely adults. So their music is still going to kind of appeal more to that younger audience, because, you know, that's what they would try and do back then. They wanted the younger artists to appeal more to people around their age.
Ariana Grande.
Ooh, easy. Yours truly.
We're doing best or are we doing favorite?
My best is my favorite. So.
Oh, okay. I thought that's right.
But you can mention them like separately if you want to.
I think her best is Thank You Next.
Okay. That's fair. That would be a close
My favorite is Positions, but her best is Thank You Next. There's no weak links on the album. like as far as like the quality of the song, mm-hmm. every song contributes to the story. Mm-hmm. Even like the Weak Links, which I think connects in Seven Rings, but like they contribute to the story in some way. And I think it, as an album that flows together, it's like her best. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I feel like when it comes to Ariana Grande, she's one where it just depends on what you're looking for to really determine what her best is. I feel like when it comes to Yours Truly, that's her best vocally. And it's her most vocally ambitious. But, like, if you're focused more on, like, lyrics, I would say, like, Thank You Next is her best. Or, like, Sweetener.
You think Yours Truly is her best vocally?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Positions. Okay. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Positions does what Yours Truly did, but better.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, like, just, like, the layering and stuff. I feel like she really set... Like, with Yours Truly, she was trying to prove something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm that girl when it comes to vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But with Positions, she was like, I already know I'm that girl, but I'm going to just tell y'all again.
But see, that's the thing. Like, she was trying to prove. So, mm-hmm. like, she had to go all out.
Taylor Swift.
So, I've only listened to, I think, 2 Taylor Swift albums. But I would say... I would probably say her best, from what I heard, is Red. That's not necessarily my favorite. My favorite would probably be 1989.
Okay.
It's just a lot of, like, bops on that album. But I think Red, I say Red because I hear a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say, like, that's her best. And I think it's her most, like, vulnerable, personal, and where, like, she really was finding her place.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I think I've heard every single album.
Oh, okay.
This is hard.
You'd be a better judge than me.
I think her best post-country album is Folklore.
Okay, yeah, that would be like a close
and that's my favorite.
Second.
That's my absolute favorite. I think that's her best songwriting, best, like...
I would agree.
And it's the only one besides Evermore, of course, that doesn't... have a personal narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she's known for being very personal in music, mm-hmm. but, like, that's completely, like, this is folklore. It's, like, it's fantasy.
Yeah, it's folk.
And she does such a good job at portraying these, like, fake worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, you think you feel like you're actually in these worlds when she writes about them.
Yeah, I think that's how good the lyricism one. Is. I think it's, what is it, The Great American Dynasty?
The Last Great American Dynasty?
Yeah, that one was pretty cool.
It tells a whole story.
Yeah, it tells a whole story. Y'all know I love that.
And she just does a great job of, like... She'll write so unconventionally, but make it sound good and make it sound like it can be played on a pop radio station, which is crazy. I think her best country album is Speak Now.
I forgot about Speak Now.
I think that's her most, like among her fan base, that's the most like acclaimed.
Yeah, I take back what I said. Speak Now is my favorite.
Speak Now is amazing. Like, yes. And she wrote that entirely by herself.
Haunted is, I'm pretty sure, my favorite song by her. Haunted hits differently.
Dear John, Back to December, Sparks Fly.
See, they're cool, but they don't touch Haunted for me.
Or, I keep thinking of Haunted by Beyonce.
Haunted or what's that other song? Better Than Revenge.
I always hear about that one. I don't think I've heard it. Or like it just didn't stick out to me when I did.
It's a great song.
Nicki Minaj.
No, I'm kind of stuck between two.
Which two?
I'm stuck between Pink Friday and The Pink Print.
Me too. I would say Pink Friday, though, because...
I think I'm leaning more towards Pink Friday.
I think Pink Friday was, like, more consistent. Like, I see what she's trying to do with The Pink Print,
mm-hmm.
but it just seems like it was a lot of stuff thrown at the board mm-hmm. to try to stick.
I could see that, yeah. Like, it is kind of over the place as far as, like, the musical sound.
Yeah, and the music, it's good for the most part.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, like, it's a great album. It's very, definitely her most vulnerable.
It's definitely her most vulnerable album. Yeah. But she made a point to be, like, very vulnerable and, like, open on that album, which I love. Grand Piano?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to sing it for y'all right now. I'm not going to do that to y'all. I think Pink Friday, though, was, like... I don't know. It was just something about it. Like, it was magical.
Yeah.
Like, we had never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
She really introduced her sound in, like, this big, like, she really commercialized hip-hop and, like, made it pop.
Okay. Yeah.
Iconic. Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. So, when it comes to Whitney Houston, it's hard to...
Are we including soundtracks?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's hard to include and exclude soundtracks. But I think still, I would say... I think I would have to go with the Bodyguard soundtrack.
I could definitely see that. I think most people would say that.
Mm-hmm. If I would pick like an actual album, I would probably go with Whitney.
Okay.
That one was a good one. Her debut album, I liked most of the songs on there, but like some of like the deep cuts didn't really have anything special about them, I feel like.
I agree. I think her first album was a little bit too like...
too safe.
Everything was the same on the album. Mm-hmm. I think Whitney, she like branched out a little bit, and she kept, as time went on, she like experimented a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I would say the Bodyguard too.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
For me personally, I would say my favorite is the debut, Good Kid, Mad City. However, the best I think is probably To Pimp a Butterfly.
They gonna get me for this. I have never listened to To Pimp a Butterfly like in full. Mm-hmm. I've heard the more popular songs. Yeah. And they sound great.
It's been a while since I've heard it, but...
But I've listened to Good Kid, Mad City, and Damn, and
yeah, I've heard Damn
Mr. Morale. I think my favorite is Damn. Mm-hmm. I would say my favorite is Damn.
Okay.
I think it's, like, the perfect cross of commercial Kendrick and, like, lyricist Kendrick.
Yes, I agree.
And I think Mr. Morale leaned too much into lyricism, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get on.
Yeah.
But I need to listen to Pimp a Butterfly.
I need to listen to it again. But from what I've heard and what I can remember, I would say probably his best.
I think it's most like critical acclaim too.
Yes, it's very focused on the culture.
All Right is my favorite Kendrick song.
Really?
Of all time though.
My favorite is Poetic Justice.
Oof, I forgot about that. J. Cole.
So my favorite J. Cole album and what I think is his best as well is 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Bandwagon.
No, I have it on vinyl.
Everybody else, that thing has probably sold 10 million copies.
Okay, but vinyl. It was one of my first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely get what people are saying when they say that. Like, it's iconic. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like that's like the epitome of J. Cole.
Yeah.
I think his best album is Off Season. Which I don't know why nobody likes that album.
His best album lyrically.
Like I think the same thing with, like he just made a point to go out and be the best lyrically he ever had been.
I mean,
and
he did it. At least you didn't say KOD because
KOD is his worst album.
We would go have some problems.
Love Kevin's Heart though.
I like Photograph, but that's about it.
I didn't like KOD because the hooks on the songs. I did not like how he did. They all sound the same.
I feel like that was when he was trying to be too commercial.
I think the Off Season is like, first of all, overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, his best lyrically. Third of all, his best production-wise.
I think I'd say 2014 Forest Hill Drive just because I feel like it embodies who J. Cole is, really. Mm-hmm. As both an artist and a person. Like, period.
I can see that. It definitely tells a story mm-hmm. more than Off Season.
Yeah.
I look forward to the fall off.
Yes.
Bruno Mars.
So I would say his best album, probably Unorthodox. What is it called?
Unorthodox Jukebox.
I would say his best album is Unorthodox Jukebox. Would I say it's... I would say it'll probably be my favorite. Treasure does it for me every time. And When I Was Your Man really does.
I don't even know. I don't think it's 24 Karat Magic. Even though like all the songs on the album, that's only a 9-song album. All the songs were very strong.
Yeah. That's another one I can see every song kind of being a single.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he didn't do that because mm-hmm. Bruno will milk a single.
Yes, he will.
I would say Evening with Silk Sonic just because it was like, I like the fact that it was gimmicky. Like, it was different for him. Yeah. Like, 24 Karat Magic was kind of gimmicky, but like,
mm-hmm.
he stepped into a whole new persona kind of.
Yeah.
And I like that. Nobody does that anymore, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's so serious and sad all the time. Like, have some fun. Next artist is The Weeknd.
Okay, so this one is, this one is a tough
one. This one is a tough one.
So.
This one is really tough.
It depends on who you ask me.
It depends on what kind of music you like, really.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of era of him you really like. I don't know if I could really pick his best. If I were to pick my favorite, it would probably be Starboy.
I would say the same thing.
If I were to pick the best, it would probably be, you could argue After Hours or Beauty Behind the Madness. I feel like both of those albums really embody who Abel is as an artist.
I think I might switch to After Hours just because of the whole persona, like gimmick almost that he did with that, and like how he made it a whole thing. Because again, like, it's just very rare to see that. Like, that was a big moment in pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, After Hours isn't my favorite album, but it just depends on what era and what you're looking for in The Weeknd's music.
Also, justice for the In Your Eyes remix with Doja Cat. Y'all did not get that song enough. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, easy. Plastic Hearts.
Plastic Hearts.
Yeah. I listened back to Bangers, I think, about a year or two ago.
I don't think it aged well.
I don't think it's, like, bad. Like, the songs that were good, they were good. But outside of that, Plastic Hearts is definitely, it's fitting for who she is.
Yes, I think that's her best sound. Like, yeah, I feel like she should have stayed with that sound.
Yeah, that rock aesthetic really fits her voice and just who she is as a person.
Yeah, who she is. Like, it embodies even the country aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very...
Yeah.
It's just raw. And I like the sound on Summer Vacation.
Endless Summer Vacation. I agree.
But it's like, I don't know. Plastic Hearts just had
that
edge.
Yeah, Plastic Hearts. Yeah, it had edge.
Britney Spears.
Britney. So, if I were to pick her best album, it would probably be Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to say favorite, oops, I did it again. The singles on that album just ate. Like, Lucky really puts me in my feels. Like, the story of that song is just so relatable on some accounts. But just overall, like, I feel like she was really starting to come into her own with that album. But I say Blackout is her best just because she really, I think, found herself and how she wanted to kind of move forward musically with that album.
Mm-hmm. I just think, and I think that's the first time she kind of, I don't know, she just experimented a little bit more on the album.
It was more electro pop.
Yeah. I think Blackout is her best, I would say, but my favorite is In the Zone.
Mm.
The one with Toxic Me Against the Music on it.
That's fair.
I just like the sound.
Mm-hmm.
That era, I feel like, what was that, 2003? That era of pop was very interesting sounding. Yeah. And I think she did that sound justice better than a lot of people.
Yeah, okay. Since we speaked on Britney, might as well talk about Christina.
Back to Basics.
Okay, that's a fair one. I would say, my favorite and her best is the same, but Stripped.
I don't think I've heard Stripped in full, but I know.
I wouldn't blame you because it is a very long album. That's like my only complaint about it, but it is definitely like her most personal. Like, she talks about her upbringing, like the abuse from her father, but then you have like more like a beat. Ooh, probably like my favorite Christina song, Infatuation. Mm. It has a little Latin pop vibe.
Okay.
She's singing about a little Puerto Rico. I love that.
I think Back to Basics, I just like how I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's more
her
like,
sound goes really good with that.
Yeah.
I mean, her voice goes really good with that throwback sound.
And I feel like people really kind of slept on it too, just because it was so niche at the time.
Yeah. Chris Brown.
Oh. My favorite, his best and my favorite, his favorite is the same. X. X just, like, even the singles are good and the other songs are good.
I think X is when he stopped evolving. Like, that was, like, final form. I'm going to do this for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and then kind of just using that sound or whatever the new sound is.
Because if I look in his discography, each album he evolved, like Graffiti was more like hip hop. Fame Fortune was more EDM, that sound.
Yes.
X was like,
yes.
X is the sound that you kind of hear today of that.
Yeah.
That combination of hip hop and R&B, kind of braggadocious lyrics. Yeah. But in every album after that's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would agree with you. I also like Royalty a lot. I think that was really good.
I feel like that one's kind of slept on. It had some good, some
highlights. That was his first very long, long album. Long, long, long album. SZA.
Well, she only had, well, she has three projects, but like two albums her name.
This is just, this is a debate that I like to have with a lot of people.
The,
like, which one is better?
This is one of those where we've sat with Control so long that, so SOS doesn't really, it hasn't had the time to really compare to SOS for me. So I would have to go with Control.
I would go with Control too. I don't think SOS, like SOS is a very, very good album.
Yes.
It's very hard to replicate when you have something like Control. That's like mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill trying to replicate Miseducation. Yeah. Like, it, I don't think anything that she puts out will have that staying power.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't, like, I can't think of any of the songs on SOS and match them with
That's
Control.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. My favorite would probably be Lemonade. Best? I would argue personally, she's another one. It depends on what you're kind of looking for. Lemonade had a storytelling aspect. So I could argue in that realm, that's her best. But I think a lot of people like think Beyonce, the self-titled, is her best.
I think that's her best as well. I think that's mm-hmm. also my favorite. Between that and Four, I could argue either Four or that mm-hmm. are her best. I think she's Four and beyond, like, she's been very intentional
mm-hmm.
with, like, the songs that are on these albums and, like, how they mm-hmm. come out. But I think Beyonce, the album, she kind of, I don't, it just seems so effortless. Like,
mm-hmm.
the performance on these songs seems so effortless. Like, she, it seems like she threw them together, but at the same time worked for 3 years on them.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. And, be like, Lemonade just didn't give me that same.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't as many strong songs on there to me.
Well, maybe it stuck with me because I spent the $17.99 to buy it on iTunes.
Mm.
But I got the movie, too, so I've seen the movie like 10 times.
And see, I still haven't seen it, so who really won, y'all?
I mean, it's literally just a bunch of music videos put together.
I remember I would try to pirate the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, Tinashe.
I think her best and my favorite is the same, but Songs for You.
I would have said the same thing like a year ago,
mm-hmm.
but I've sat with 333 more, and I think that's her best. Like, she really got into her bag,
mm-hmm.
like experimentally and like production wise.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like his Songs for You is like the beginning stages of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Songs for You is my favorite.
I think Songs for You kind of was her finding the lane she really wanted to be in.
Yeah,
and you could tell.
You could tell. Mm-hmm. From Joyride to Songs for You was like complete 180 flip.
Yes. Yes. But also listening back to Joyride, it's not as bad as I thought it was initially.
Are you talking about the same album with Me So Bad on it?
Yes. Don't be hating on Me So Bad. I like that song.
Come get this body. Okay, last two people, Kanye West.
Okay, Kanye West. So his best, I would say, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I hope I said that right, because sometimes I get the words twisted, pun intended.
I would say the same.
But a growing favorite has honestly been 808s and Heartbreak.
I think, yeah, those are his, he has that first five albums.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good run.
It was.
Great run. I would say My Fantasy as well. 808s would be a runner-up.
Yeah. They like, just, I feel like just.
That's like peak Kanye.
Yeah, yeah. 808s is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. And My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I feel like embodied Kanye.
You just can't be all the lights.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, And then what's the other one I like? Hell of a Life. I love that one.
Monster. And then the last one is Rihanna.
Rihanna. Honestly, her best and her, my favorite are the same.
Anti.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's the, I feel like this is a kind of a weird way to look at it, but like all of her other albums felt more like just like playlists of songs together. Like there's no story. You could argue Unapologetic kind of had some.
I think Unapologetic was like when she started to kind of deviate from that same
formula.
And that's
formula. Like a second favorite, but like Anti is the one like we kind of had like a whole.
Like she really, she went way out left field with Anti, well, mostly. And I think that was a, if she doesn't release more music, I think that was a great way to cap off her discography.
Yes.
Like that is a great centerpiece to her catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it has so many sounds that we had, I don't know, it's just so, it's, I would call it weird. Like it's just, if you compare it to like the Rihanna from like 2007, 2008, you'd be like, this is so out left field, but I love it.
But I have one issue with that album. I won't talk about it in this episode, but it's definitely an episode of Future Things. But there's just an issue with people kind of coming in the Anti era and kind of disregarding all the past music just because of the way it sounds. Yeah. But we won't discuss that this time.
I mean, we can disregard Music of the Sun, at least.
Except for the singles.
Except for the singles. Y'all can put some respect on If It's Lovin' That You Want.
Yeah.
Please. But yes, that was our little game. I like playing games like this because it really showcases our individual taste in music. Like, we had a lot of different answers for the same artists.
Yes. We'll have to do this again with some different artists and kind of see.
Or part two?
Yeah. Yes, part two. I'd be down. Alrighty, guys. So now it's time for a segment we like to call What's in Our Ear, where we kind of share what we've been bumping to lately. So I can go first. I've been bumping to this artist. She's from the 80s, Taylor Dane. I had never, I discovered her through The Masked Singer, but I never really listened to her music until now. And I've just been bumping to Tell It to My Heart and Love Will Lead You Back. She's definitely one of the artists from that time who was a white person kind of singing more R&B sounding stuff. It's categorized more as pop just because during that time it was a lot harder for a white person to break into R&B. But when you hear like her voice, she has a very, I hate to say it, but like, soulful black sounding
urban
voice, urban sounding voice, and Love Will Lead You Back, it just hits, it does something different.
Okay. I think I've heard Love Will Lead You Back before. Is that like her biggest song or no?
I think it's like her second. Those are both like her biggest songs.
Got you. I've been playing out Mint Condition. It's like a boy band from the 90s, a la kind of Boyz II Men. These men sing down. Especially the lead singer. Have you heard of Stokely?
Yes.
I believe it's him. I don't know if he was a lead singer. I know he was in the group, though. Of course, Breaking My Heart, Pretty Brown Eyes.
Yes.
Pretty You Send Me Swinging, What Kind of Man Would I Be? Like, in like the way they arrange the songs is so good. Like, the song is good from top to bottom in like 5.5, 6 minute songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. It's so good.
Yeah. I like Mint Condition. I only know like their hits, but I'll have to check out some of those other songs you listed. Well, alrighty, guys. That's all for today's episode of Discovering Discographies. You can follow us on our Instagrams. Mine is Brandon is Duh, D-A plug.
And mine is Brandon.WX.
And join us next time for the next episode of Discovering Discographies.
Thanks for listening.